Sports fans in Boston will be going into the baseball season missing one major figure, a local sportscasting legend. Bob Lobel has led fans through some 30 seasons. He will now be replaced by a new, presumably cheaper sportscaster. Lobel is one of the latest to take a buyout from a local station struggling to deal with declining advertising revenues and shrinking audiences. NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
Not long ago, it would have been unimaginable for a local station to cut loose its anchors or sportscasters who've basically defined its brand.
Good morning, everybody. We begin with the Red Sox. Bob Lobel joins us now.
All right, yeah, they got their workout in with, of course, Daisuke Matsuzaka getting the star treatment in his native land.
Bob Lobel has become a kind of star himself, covering Boston sports teams for nearly 30 years. But with TV stations losing viewers and advertisers to cable and the internet, it's been anchors away. And even the sports guys are now being cut.
Through the line and look at the stiff arm to give the Indians. That was the Heisman right there.
Lobel and a high-profile entertainment reporter leave WBZ in what one industry insider describes as a bloodbath. 32 staffers, making up 15% of the station's workforce, are leaving. It's among the largest reductions announced this week at CBS stations around the nation, surprising even veterans like longtime TV executive Charlie Kravitz.
The level of cutbacks is pretty dramatic. And clearly, there seems to be a new sense of urgency that something has to change.
WBZ management declined to comment, but Kravitz says the cuts make financial sense in this new era of digital media, and especially in sports, at a time when sports teams own their own TV outlets and control their own copyrighted material.
Across the nation, stations are cutting back on their local sports coverage, partially because they're competing with the teams that they are covering, and partially because there doesn't seem to be the payoff that used to be because of the competitive landscape.
Today, with so many cable stations and internet sites in the mix, Kravitz says even the most popular on-air personalities can't translate into ratings and revenues, so it's harder for managers to justify those six- and seven-figure salaries.
I'm sure they recognize that Bob, who has been an icon in this marketplace, is not saving them from being a third or fourth place news operation right now.
Indeed, while many lament the departure of a Boston sports legend, other Boston sports fans are shrugging their shoulders.
No big deal to me. It wouldn't be a big deal to me if any of them retired.
66-year-old Arnie Zaff says it's been a long time since he's even watched the local TV sports guys.
I usually don't get my news on TV.
Instead, you go
to the newspaper or the internet.
The challenge for local TV now is to figure out ways to compete based on its format rather than on-air personalities. Kravitz is one who says it wouldn't be a bad thing if local stations were defined more by the kind of news they deliver rather than by who's doing the delivering. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.